弟兄姐妹，大家平安。感谢主能够再一次把我们聚集在他自己面前。
Peace, brothers and sisters. We thank the Lord that we can once again be gathered before His presence.
我们来读一节圣经。
Let us read one portion of Scripture.
在生命记第六章第五节。
In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might.
好，我们祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主，我们是何等蒙福的人。
Lord, truly we are a blessed people.
主啊，因为你独爱我们。
Because you solely love us.
主啊，叫我们这样一个不配的人，今天竟然蒙了这么大的恩典。
Although we are unworthy people, we have been given so much grace.
主啊，你在这个世界，在这个全地里面，你竟然验中了我们，拣选了我们。
That out of millions in this world, that you have chosen us.
主，我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
主啊，但愿今天当我们众人，你的儿女们一起聚集的时候。你向我们扬脸，向我们说话。
And during this time as we are gathered together, may you be gracious to us, may you speak to us.
也但愿主啊，当你的话释放的时候，凡有耳的都能够听得见。
That as your word is being released, that all who have ears may hear.
求主的圣灵亲自的膏我们每一个人讲的、翻译的、听的。
May you anoint each one of us, whether the ones who listen or the ones who speak.
人是非常软弱的。
Because people are very weak.
但是我们相信主你那复活的大能、拯救的大能，主啊，要帮助我们能够突破一切的拦阻障碍。
But we believe that your resurrected power will help us to overcome all barriers.
所以我们把今天的时间实在是无依无靠的仰望你自己的恩手。
We look only to you during this following time.
主啊，你纪念你自己的儿女。
May you remember your children.
我们感谢赞美归给你，奉主的名祷告。
We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name.
阿们。好，弟兄姐妹，感谢主能够还有机会我们聚集在他自己面前。
We thank the Lord that we still have this opportunity to gather before His presence.
大家也知道我很喜欢用旧约的故事来与弟兄姐妹分享。
Many people know that I like to share from the Old Testament.
因为旧约对我们真的是有非常非常大的帮助。
Because through the Old Testament there is much that can help us.
因为它照着神的旨意以一个图画的方式来描述所有的事情。
Because it describes everything of the will of God in a pictorial sort of way.
那我们知道历史这个字 history 就是他的故事，神的故事。
And we know that history is God's story or His story.
所以旧约、新约也好都是借着这样子一个神的作为，叫我们能够明白他的心意。
And we know that whether the Old Testament or the New Testament, it was all given to us for us to understand His will.
那很稀奇的我在这段时间继续在主面前寻求的。
And amazingly, as I was speaking before the Lord.
那当然不管旧约或新约，特别是旧约，都是用那地来作为所有故事的背景。
That in particular in the Old Testament, that land was used as a background.
那个地在圣经里面一直反复不停的出现。
We see this land or that land mentioned repeatedly in the Bible.
对，刚才英文替我多翻译一个，这地，在他们以色列人在过约旦河之前，神讲都是说那地。
And before the Israelites crossed the Jordan River, God would refer to it as that land.
过了约旦河以后，都讲这地。
And after they crossed the Jordan River, it was known as this land.
大概稍微不是很精准的来统计来计算的话，其实在旧约里面，大概除了耶和华这个词之外，那地、这地、流奶与蜜之地，或应许之地，或者是极美之地，或讲到产业这样的词，指的那个这一个迦南美地，其实大概仅次于耶和华这个名字。
And although I haven't actually done an exact calculation, the words second only to the word Jehovah or Lord, the words this land or that land, or the land flowing with milk and honey, or that beautiful land, or even just the inheritance as it refers to the land of Canaan, that it probably has appeared the second most times.
所以这代表神在他心里面，在神的心中，他要百姓看重的就是这一点。
So God wants his people to look highly upon this point.
当我们都知道神的救恩，神的拯救是何等的奇妙伟大。
We know that God's salvation is very great, it is very amazing.
但是那是因为人犯了罪。
But that is only after people sinned.
或者是在旧约是因为以色列百姓饥荒到了埃及，离开了那个迦南美地。
Or it is because the people of Israel, they left their land after famine and went down to Egypt.
所以这是神拯救的过程。
So this is God's process of redemption.
但是人造，神造人不是为了拯救。
But God did not create people for the purpose of salvation.
神有个永远的旨意。
Because God has an eternal purpose.
他要我们住在那地。
He wants us to dwell in that land.
也就是神他最宝贵的一个意念。
Which is God's most precious thought.
那用今天新约的词来讲，就是住在基督里，我们能够磨成神儿子的模样。
Or in New Testament terms, it is to dwell in Christ or to be conformed into God. In the image of his son.
所以能够借着旧约帮助我们能够摸到神一点的心意。
So may we look through the Old Testament to touch a little bit of his will.
在罗马书第十五章第四节也提到。
Now in Romans chapter 15 verse 4.
从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的。叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。
For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and the encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope.
第五节，但愿赐忍耐安慰的神，叫你们彼此同心，效法基督耶稣。
Verse 5, now may the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus.
那从前写的圣经，在这里保罗所说的，那当然就是在旧约的部分。
Now, whatever was written in earlier times, of course, refers to the Old Testament.
那都是要教训我们，提醒我们。
It is all for our instruction.
那我们就可以从这些教训提醒，学到很多宝贵的功课。
And through these instructions, we may learn precious lessons.
哥林多前书第十章
First Corinthians chapter 10.
第一节
Verse 1.
他们遭遇这些事都要作为鉴戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。11节，第十章11节。
Verse 11. Now these things happened to them as an example, and they were written for our instruction upon whom the ends of the ages have come.
那所以这边我们真的是可以从历史当中学到很多宝贵的功课。
So from here, from history, we can truly learn from learn many lessons.
所以我今天就用个刚刚我们弟兄有提到，用一个我们很非常非常熟悉的一个旧约的人物加勒。
So I would like to use a very familiar character in history, whom our brother has already mentioned, which is Caleb.
那我相信，如果是从小就在基督徒家庭长大的孩子，他们主日学里面可能比我们大人这个听到加勒的故事更多。Now,
perhaps for those who grew up in a Christian family, they have already heard the story of Caleb even more than some of us older ones have.
因为我们都知道加勒的一个榜样。
We all know Caleb's good example.
光是我认得的名字叫加勒的弟兄，不管年纪大的、年纪小的，至少五位。And
just considering all the people I know who have the name Caleb, whether old or young, there are at least five I can think of.
所以，就表示说我们很盼望孩子像加勒一样。We
know that we hope that our children would be like Caleb.
在约书亚，我们读到约书亚记第十四章的时候。Now
when we read Joshua chapter 14,
我们实在受到约书亚他那个对神的那个信心啊一个激励。We
are encouraged by Joshua's faith to God.
但是我们进入十四章之前呢，其实十三章哦，一开始如果有机会，大家可以看一下。
Now, before we go to chapter 14, though, if everyone has an opportunity, you should take a quick look at chapter 13.
第一节还提到约书亚年纪老迈，耶和华对他说：“你年纪老迈了，还有许多未得之地。”Chapter
13, verse 1. Now, Joshua was old and advanced in years when the Lord said to him, "You are old and advanced in years, and very much of the land remains to be possessed."
我们知道，其实在这个之前呢。 约书亚几乎把大部分的征战都打完了。We
know that before this point, Joshua had already finished most of the major battles.
因为第十一章最后一节呢，有讲到说，于是国中太平，就没有征战了。Because
in the last verse in chapter 11, verse 23, it says, "Thus the land had rest from war."
但是神知道。But
God knew.
我们哪里还有不足的地方，还有哪里还没满足他心意的地方。He
knows in every aspect where we still have not reached God's fulfillment.
所以还有许多未得之地。And
there is still land yet to be obtained.
就像我们刚才念罗马书一样，我们与弟兄们一起，彼此能够同心。
And just like what we had read in Romans chapter 15, that brothers would be able to be in one spirit and to be like Christ.
所以在这个上面，所谓未得之地，当然也有可能传福音还没传够。Now,
in terms of possessing this land, one aspect is that there's still the gospel still needs to be preached.
但是讲到这个地，实在更丰富。But
the land is even more, is even richer than that.
表示我们在主里面，我们对主的认识，我们对基督这个他测不透的丰富，我们还有很多缺乏。That
there is still much lacking in our understanding of Christ and the unsearchable riches of Christ.
所以当耶和华对约书亚说：“你年纪老迈了。” 还有许多未得之地的时候,
so when God told Joshua that you are old and advanced in years and very much of the land remains to be possessed,
然后14章来到了加勒,
then we come to Caleb in chapter 14.
我们看到一个非常让我们很振奋的一个对比。We
see a very a contrast that shakes us.
我们来念一下好吧。 约书亚记第十四章
Joshua chapter 14
第六节
verse 6
虽然大家都很熟悉，但是我们可以好好的把这几节经文念过，我们好好
Although
的
this
在
is a
主面前
familiar
来思想。
passage, let us read it again.
那时，犹大人来到基甲见约书亚，有基尼喜族耶弗尼的儿子加勒对约书亚说：“耶和华在加底斯巴尼亚指着我与你对神人摩西所说的话，你都知道了。”
Then the sons of Judah drew near to Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite said to him, "You know the word which the Lord spoke to Moses the man of God concerning you and me in Kadesh Barnea."
耶和华的仆人摩西从加底斯巴尼亚打发我窥探这地，那时我正40岁，我按着心意回报他。
I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought word back to him as it was in my heart.
然而，同我上去的众弟兄使百姓的心消化，但我专心跟从耶和华我的神。
Nevertheless, my brethren who went up with me made the heart of the people melt with fear, but I followed the Lord my God fully.
当日，摩西启示说：“你脚所踏之地，定要归你和你的子孙，永远为业，因为你专心跟从耶和华我的神。”
So Moses swore on that day, saying, "Surely the land on which your foot has trodden will be an inheritance to you and to your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God fully."
自从耶和华对摩西说这话的时候，耶和华照他所应许的，使我存活这45年期间，以色列人在旷野行走。看哪，现今我85岁了。
Now behold, the Lord has let me live, just as he spoke, these 45 years, from the time that the Lord spoke this word to Moses when Israel walked in the wilderness, and now behold, I am 85 years old today.
我还是强壮，像摩西打发我去的那天一样。无论是征战，是出入，我的力量那时如何，现在还是如何。
I am still as strong today as I was in the day Moses sent me, as my strength was then, so my strength is now, for war and for going out and coming in.
好，我们先停在这边。
Let us stop here for now.
所以我们看见在加勒身上代表有一个灵，一个能持续走在对的路上，直到终点，直到那个目的完成的灵。
We see that there was a particular spirit upon Caleb, one that allowed him to persevere until he had reached the end point.
那个是能够持定的。
It is persevering.
所以就让我们想到，好像保罗对提摩太的一个例子。
It reminds us of Paul's example to Timothy.
在提摩太后书第一章。
If we read 2 Timothy chapter 1.
他那里有提到
，It is mentioned there。
在第13节、14节
，In verse 13 and 14。
提摩太后书第一章13节、14节，你从前你从我听的那纯正话语的规模。要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心，常常守着。
Verse 13, retain the standard of sound words which you have heard from me in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus.
从前所交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵，牢牢地守着。
Guard through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us the treasure which has been entrusted to you.
保罗鼓励提摩太要刚强。持守住主的真道。
You know that Paul encouraged Timothy to be strong and to hold fast to the word.
这就是同样，加勒他里头有一个不会衰败的能力，所以呢，这个是要得产业必须的条件。
And Caleb had this unwavering strength within, and that is a requirement to gain the land.
所以在保罗他写提摩太书信特别后书的时候，他一再反复强调的，就是神在基督耶稣里的旨意。
And as Paul wrote this letter, one of the things he constantly emphasized was the God's will in Christ Jesus.
等一下，如果时间许可的话，其实我们来可以开会看一下。
And if time allows, we can look at this in more detail.
因为他知道要持守这个神的见证，神最终的目的要达到完成。
Because Paul knew to hold fast to the testimony of Christ and for God's eternal purpose to be fulfilled.
保罗要离世了。
Paul was preparing to leave the world.
他要到主那边进到荣耀里去了。
He was to return to the Lord and enter into glory.
但保罗知道神的旨意不会改变，也不会减少，也不会失败。
But Paul knew that God's will would not be changed and it would not fail.
所以神要兴起器皿，能够继续持守他的旨意，直到完成。
So God had to raise up vessels who would continue to hold fast until his will was accomplished.
那这边有一个很宝贵的弟兄，加勒。
Now we come back to this precious brother, Caleb.
耶和华在这里对约书亚说，你已经老了，就说你要走了，但我要为我的百姓得着产业。
God was telling Joshua that you are old. In other words, you will be passing soon, but he still wants them, his people, to possess the land.
所以在对约书亚讲完那话，他们就开始研究了，对不对？要分地了。
And because of that, after God spoke these words, they began to cast lots and to apportion this land.
所以在这里呢，我们看见神他要继续要他的百姓持守。
We see that God wants his people to continue to hold fast.
所以这也是提摩太后书的一个很重要的重点，就是每一件事情，每一件事情都要在神的旨意这条线上。
And that is an important point that is also in 2 Timothy, which is that every point of God's will, everything upon this line must be held fast.
这就是为什么我们今天用加勒他这个故事来让我们有点学习。
And that is why today we use Caleb's story for us to learn something.
我们知道约书亚是神所拣选一个征战的勇士。
We know that Joshua was a warrior whom God chose.
他们一过了约旦河以后，他们就开始征战。
As soon as they crossed the Jordan River, they began to fight the battles.
因为那个征战是非常非常大的。
And those were some great battles.
第一个，仇敌占据了所有他的儿女们所要蒙福的一个地位。
Now, in the first point, the enemy has usurped everything that all the position that those who are saved by God are supposed to take.
所以约书亚带着百姓一起征战。
So Joshua had to bring the people to fight.
那加勒身上呢，则是得产业的一个原则。
Now, upon Caleb's life is this principle to acquire the inheritance.
所以他不仅有信心。而且更有专心跟从耶和华的爱。
He had faith and he had a love to follow the Lord faithfully.
刚才我们第十四章还没念完，念到一半就已经两次讲到专心跟从耶和华，我的神。
Now we have only read part of chapter 14 and we already see that the phrase "You have followed the Lord my God fully" appears at least twice.
后面还有一次。
And it appears again later.
所以这是他的一个特点。
So this is one of his unique features.
所以这不单单信心而已了。
So that goes beyond faith.
他有个心智。
He had this heart.
所以就着产业来讲，这个是他真正认识神旨意，神的旨意跟喜悦。
So in terms of God's inheritance, this is to understand God's will.
盼望讲产业，大家不要感觉说这只是一个名词而已，或一个口号。
Now, I hope that when people hear the word inheritance, they don't think of it as just a slogan or just a phrase.
因为如果我们只是知道产业，但是不宝贵那个神的心意，那个产业的话，其实的确，还是没有什么关系，跟我们没有什么关系。
Because if we do not regard this inheritance as precious, then it is unfortunate.
在民数记十四章的第八节。
If we go to Numbers chapter 14, verse 8.
为什么迦勒他真正认识神的旨意和喜悦呢？
Why did Caleb truly understand God's purpose?
因为这是他对以色列全会中说的。
This is what he spoke to the entire congregation.
耶和华若喜悦我们，就必将我们领进那地，把地赐给我们。那地原是流奶与蜜之地。
If the Lord is pleased with us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey.
所以迦勒的心，他是听从耶和华的命令。
You know that Caleb was one who heard the instructions of the Lord.
所以神若定义要将那地赐给百姓，对他来说，对迦勒来说，那地就是美地。
So for Caleb, if God had promised this land to the people of Israel, then this must be a good land.
所以他为什么不在乎那个地你看到的是不是真的丰不丰富？美不美？
So he didn't pay attention to whether the land actually appeared abundant or beautiful.
他在意的是，那个是神定义要给我们的。
What he cared about is that God had promised to give it to them.
所以对他来讲，那地就是美地。
So to Caleb, that land is a good land.
这是为什么我们一开始读《申命记》那一节经文讲的。
And this is what we read earlier in Deuteronomy.
所以迦勒专心跟从耶和华。
So Caleb was careful to fully follow the Lord.
对他来讲，在耶和华神面前是什么，在迦勒面前就是什么。
So whatever something appeared to the Lord, that was how Caleb viewed the same thing.
而不是我觉得是什么。
It wasn't what he felt it appeared.
因为他摸到了神的心。
Because he had touched the will of God.
所以叫我们也想到保罗曾经说过，他在哥林多后书讲到，他说原来基督的爱激励了我。
And it is like what Paul has said, that the love of God constrains us.
迦勒他被神的爱激励。
Caleb was also constrained by God's love.
所以他不再需要是不是凭着眼见。
He did not have to walk by sight.
所以他会说，耶和华若喜悦我们。
And so he was saying, if the Lord is pleased with us.
他在意的是神的喜悦。
He only cared about what was pleasing to the Lord.
所以他就相信。
And then he believed.
那我们今天就有一些真的是值得我们可以学习的功课。
Now today there are some lessons that we can truly learn.
那刚刚我们念的那几节经节，其实一开始有提到一个，说， yeah. 然而同我上去的众弟兄使百姓的心消化。
Now, if we come back to the passage we had just read, is that there was the people who, we read earlier, it said that the people who had caused the people's hearts to melt with fear.
那他说，但我专心跟从耶和华我的神。
And he said, but I follow the Lord my God fully.
如果说不是专心跟从主的话，
if he did not follow the Lord fully,
彼此消化对方的心是非常非常容易的。
Then it was very easy to fall into the same brethren who made the heart of the people melt with fear.
我们很容易看到困难。
It is easy for us to see difficulty.
然后我们也制造困难。
And it is easy for us to create difficulty.
甚至会攻击彼此。
And sometimes we attack one another.
在民数记十四章那里有讲到，他说但全会众说，拿石头打死他们两个。
You see in Numbers 14 that the whole congregation wanted to stone them with stones.
哪两个人呢？就是约书亚跟加勒。
And those two people were Joshua and Caleb.
因为他们说我们要进去。
Because the two of them said we want to enter.
他们不觉得是困难。
They did not see that as a difficulty.
但百姓们是困难。
But it was a problem for the congregation.
结果那十个探子就让全会众心都消化了。
And because of those 10 spies, the entire congregation, for the entire congregation, their hearts melted.
然后也制造什么困难呢？全会众要攻击约书亚跟加勒。
And they created their own problem, which was that the congregation wanted to attack Caleb and Joshua.
所以有些人制造问题。
We see people creating problems.
又消化圣徒的信心。
We see people who are destroying the faith of the saints.
但是加勒说，我专心跟从耶和华我的神。
But Caleb said, I follow the Lord my God faithfully.
这是非常非常宝贵的一个功课。
And that is a precious lesson.
如果不止这两个人，他们专心跟从耶和华。
If there had been more than two people who followed the Lord faithfully,
另外十个探子他们也是的话，
if the 10 spies did the same,
他们不需要再另外漂流38年。
They would not have needed to wander in the wilderness another 38 years.
我们来看看这个差距多大。
Let us take a look at this contrast.
我觉得这蛮重要，所以请弟兄姐妹我们来读一下《生命记》，看一下。
Let us read Deuteronomy.
第一章
，Chapter One，
第二节
，Verse Two。
从何烈山经过希尔山到加底斯巴尼亚有11天的路程。
It is 11 days' journey from Horeb by the way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea.
所以当他们何烈山就是西乃山，所以当他们出来以后，走到加底斯巴尼亚，11天的路。
Mount Horeb is Mount Sinai, so from Mount Horeb to Kadesh Barnea, that was only 11 days.
那我们知道这些探子就过了加底斯巴尼亚进去。进去这个迦南美地去探路。
And we know that these 12 spies, they crossed over from Kadesh Barnea and they spied out the land.
然后40天之后他们回来报这个所看的这些报告。
And after 40 days, they returned and gave a report.
然后第一章第三节第一句话说出埃及第40年。
And chapter 1 verse 3 said, and it came about in the 40th year.
他们那时候第一次去探路的时候，那时候大概才过了两年。
When they had gone out to spy out the land, that was about 2 years.
因为他们在西乃山那边待了一年多。
Since they spent over a year in Mount Sinai.
那我们看《生命记》第二章。
And if we go to Deuteronomy chapter 2.
我们先看生命记第一章最后一节46节。
Actually, let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 46 first.
那当中发生的故事就是我们知道，然后后来就说，于是你们在加底斯住了许多日子。
And we know what the story that followed, and then it says, so you remained in Kadesh many days, the days that you spent there.
那我们看一下在第二章的第14节。
And then we come to chapter 2 verse 14.
自从离开加底斯巴尼亚到过了撒列西的时候共有38年，的那世代的兵丁都从营中灭尽， 正如耶和华向他们所起的誓。
Now the time that it took for us to come from Kadesh Barnea until we crossed over the brook Zered was 38 years, until all the generation of the men of war perished from within the camp, as the Lord had sworn to them.
这是一个教训。
That is one lesson.
本来他们在38年前就可以进迦南美地了。
Now 38 years before they could have entered Canaan.
但是因为不信的原因。
But because of unbelief.
我们知道在希伯来书有提到。
It's mentioned in Hebrews.
因为他们不信，所以神发怒。
That because of their unbelief, God's wrath was upon them.
所以这就是我们刚才讲到的，因为他们圣徒的心，以色列百姓的心被消化了。
And we mentioned it is because the hearts of the people were melted.
但是不要忘记了，对迦勒来说，神总是最优先的。
But for Caleb, God was the first place.
在他进入那块地得产业之前，产业已经在他里面了。
Before he had entered the land to receive the inheritance was already in him.
所以不管有多少探子，报再多的恶信，对他来讲都不重要。
So it didn't matter to him how many spies gave an evil report.
他说，我们所窥探经过之地是极美之地。
He said that the land that we have gone through is an exceedingly good land.
其他的十个探子他们可以把他们眼睛所看见的告诉人。
The other 10 spies could say what they had seen with their eyes.
我们要注意哦，这十个探子并没有说谎话，他们说的，他们所报告的，都是他们所看见。
We know that these 10 spies did not lie in their report. They only spoke what they had seen with their eyes.
但是迦勒他是怎么报告的？
But how did Caleb give this report?
迦勒是把他心里看见的告诉百姓。
Caleb told the people what he saw in his heart.
这就是为什么他专心跟从耶和华我的神。
And that is why he followed the Lord his God fully.
人都是把眼睛看见的告诉。
People always tell others of what they see with their physical eyes.
迦勒是把他心里看见的告诉人。
But Caleb speaks what he has seen with the eyes of his heart.
这是非常非常宝贵的。
And that is very precious.
所以如果我们心里面真的是宝贵所赐给我们的产业，
So if we truly consider precious the inheritance that we have received,
我们就不会使弟兄们心里消化或沮丧。
We will not cause the hearts of other brothers and sisters to be melted or to despair.
更不会去彼此制造困难。
And we will not try to create problems for one another.
因为那个结果其实是非常非常遗憾。
Because the result is very unsettling.
38年。
38 years.
那我们看到迦勒他是怎么他除了把他心里看见的告诉百姓，他怎么说呢？
So what else did Caleb say in addition to saying what he had seen to the people?
刚才我们李弟兄讲到说迦勒是个得胜者。
Our brother Larry had said that Caleb is an overcomer.
真的是得胜者。
He truly was an overcomer.
因为虽然会众要拿石头打死他。
Although the people wanted to stone him with stones.
但你看他却还是继续鼓励弟兄们。
He continued to encourage the people.
民数记13章30节那里讲到说，迦勒在摩西面前安抚百姓，说我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。
In Numbers 13, verse 30, it says, Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, We should, by all means, go up and take possession of it, for we will surely overcome it.
因为前面百姓说，我们在那地都是巨人，我们像蚱蜢一样。
Because before that, the people had said that the land is filled with giants, and we are like grasshoppers.
所以我们去等于是送死一样。
So if we go there, we are going to our deaths.
百姓心都真的是消化了。
And the hearts of the people truly melted.
但加勒在摩西面前，他安抚百姓。
But Caleb quieted the people before Moses.
他让激励他们说，鼓励他们说，我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。
He said that we should by all means go up and take possession of it, for we will surely overcome it.
所以他真的是一个得胜者。
So he truly is an overcomer.
今天在现今这个时代，我们真的需要像加勒这样的得胜者。
In today's generation, we truly need people who are overcomers like Caleb.
所以当加勒他所窥探的那个地呢，他看见的就不是困难，不是那个高大的伟人。
So when Caleb went to spy out the land, what he saw were not those great giants.
每一件事对他都是吸引。
Everything drew him to it.
没有一件事让他犹豫不前的。
Nothing caused him to doubt.
因着神的爱，所以拯救他的百姓脱离法老的辖制。
Because of God's love, he had caused the people to be set free from the bondage of Pharaoh.
带领他们进入迦南美地。
He led them into the land of Canaan.
将产业赐给他们。
He gave them the inheritance.
这些都是在迦勒的心里。
And these things remained in Caleb's heart.
所以当他第一天从埃及地他们离开的时候，在加勒的心里，他就是要往那个目标，要往神所喜悦的进去。
So for Caleb, on day one, when they left Egypt, in his heart, his goal was to enter Canaan.
我们都知道，在进入迦南地之前，百姓的光景。
We already know the condition of the people before they enter Canaan.
至少十次的抱怨。
There were at least 10 times of complaining.
这也是在那个申命记有提到的。
It was mentioned in Deuteronomy.
但是神真的还是因着摩西在那里代求，因着神他自己知道他要完成他的见证，所以百姓继续往前行。
But because the Lord heard Moses' intercession and that he continued to lead the people forward.
但是在迦勒里面呢，他一直都没有改变。
But for Caleb, he never changed.
他专心跟从耶和华。
That he fully followed the Lord.
所以我们看见在《使徒行传》26章。有一句话我觉得很宝贵。
There's a precious phrase in Acts 26.
使徒行传第二十六章，讲到第十八节。
In verse 18.
我们知道那是保罗对着亚基帕王做的一个见证。
This is Paul's testimony to King Agrippa.
保罗说：“我差你到他们那里去。”要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
To open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the dominion of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me.
前面那一段描述到，就像以色列人从埃及、从那个黑暗、从世界里面的权势、撒旦的权下，就是法老的权下被拯救出来。
Now, the first part is like the situation of the Israelites, that their eyes were open, that they turned from darkness to light and from the dominion of Satan or Egypt.
然后又因信我得蒙赦罪。
And that by believing in him, they would be receive forgiveness of sins.
他们在这个对神的信靠上面要操练。
That they would be tested in their faith.
所以他们要过两个水。
And they had, because of that, they had to cross two bodies of water.
然后呢，最后神要让一切成圣的人同得基业。
And finally, God would cause those who have been sanctified to receive an inheritance.
所以在十九节，保罗就说：“亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象。”
Verse 19, Paul says, "So King Agrippa, I did not prove disobedient to the heavenly vision."
保罗的这句话就是加勒他里面的光景。
Paul's words here reflect Caleb's inner condition.
加勒从第一天开始。
From day one,
专心跟从耶和华。
From day one, Caleb, followed the Lord faithfully.
然后能够和一切成圣的人同得基业。
And he could receive an inheritance among those who have been sanctified.
这里很奇妙，保罗用成圣的人同得基业。
It is amazing because here Paul uses the phrase an inheritance among those who have been sanctified.
你要得着产业。要被神所洁净，所成为圣洁的。
In order to receive the inheritance, you have to be cleansed by God.
加底斯巴尼亚的意思，原文的意思就是圣洁。
Kadesh Barnea in the original language means holiness.
这不是神的心意吗？
Is that not God's desire?
神本来如果他们因着信，因着讨神的喜悦，他们过了加底斯巴尼亚，就成为圣洁，然后就得到这个产业。
Now, originally, God's purpose was that if they had, by faith, they had crossed, Kadesh Barnea, then they would become those who have been sanctified and receive an inheritance.
但是今天，他们往后退了。
But now we see that they had gone backward.
只有加勒、约书亚他们抓住了神所要的心意。
Only Joshua and Caleb had picked up on God's purpose.
但是不要忘记，加勒他不是只是一个很勇敢、很强壮、很刚强的人。
But remember that Caleb wasn't some brave or strong person.
那你们都不去，我去好了。
He did not say, if you don't go, then I will go myself.
没有，他爱弟兄。
No, instead he loved the brethren.
因着他爱神。
Because he loved God.
所以他爱弟兄。
He loved the brethren.
有时候读到这里，我觉得加勒很无辜。
And sometimes when I read this part, I feel that Caleb is very unfortunate.
我要是加勒，我一定很委屈。
Because if I am Caleb, I would have felt very wronged.
为什么呢？
We'll talk about you.
那我们要爱弟兄怎么爱？
So if we want to love brothers and sisters, how do we do that?
因着百姓的不信。
And by the unbelief of the people.
加勒等了三十八年。
Caleb had to wait 38 years.
他说可以进去啊。
He said they could go, they could enter.
但是他等了三十八年。
But he waited 38 years.
他有抱怨弟兄吗？
Did he complain about the other people?
他有向神发怨言吗？
Did he murmur before God?
没有。
He did not.
他愿意陪他的弟兄们在旷野漂流三十八年。
He was willing to wander in the wilderness with his brethren for 38 years.
这不是就是主耶稣基督他自己的吗？
Is this not our Lord Jesus' example?
爱是恒久忍耐。
That love is long-suffering.
这才是真正的弟兄相爱。
This is true brotherly love.
百姓不信。
Even if the people did not believe.
百姓甚至已经石头拿起来了。
Even if the congregation had picked up the stones.
所以今天我们受到一点委屈，我们受到一点反对，我们的反应是什么呢？
So today if we are wronged, what is our reaction?
我们可以指责对方没有爱。
We can say that those against us have no love.
我们可以指责别人是法利赛人。
We can say that other people are Pharisees.
我们的反应就跟不信的以色列人一样，那个石头已经拿在手上。
But that is the same reaction as the unbelieving Israelites, that they picked up the stones in their hands.
但感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
迦勒的眼目他是定睛在神的身上。
Because Caleb's eyes were upon the Lord himself.
他愿意背十字架。
He was willing to carry the cross.
所以神纪念他。
And because of that, God remembered him.
我们一开始念到的。45年过去了，他还是强壮。
We read earlier that 45 years passed and he was still strong.
那个强壮不是只是身体上的强壮而已。
That strength was not physical strength.
因为他还是跟45年前一样，他专心跟从耶和华。
Because he was still the same as he was 45 years ago, that he fully followed the Lord, Jehovah.
所以在这个上面，神真的纪念他。
So in this aspect, God truly remembered him.
所以当以色列百姓，约书亚他开始撵阄分地的时候
，So when Joshua began to divide the land by lots,
犹大支派是优先来分地的。
The tribe of Judah had priority in choosing the land.
这是神，真的是在约书亚身上，我们看见，那是很美的一个作为。
We see that this is a very beautiful picture that the Lord gives us.
犹大支派因着迦勒，所以他们能够先分地。
Because of his faithfulness, the tribe of Judah could receive the land first.
但是我们刚刚念到约书亚十四章念到十一节之后呢，我们来看看约书亚迦勒。他怎么向约书亚说的？
But as we have already read to verse 11, let us see what Caleb's request to Joshua was.
因为当初摩西已经答应迦勒了。
Because Moses had already promised Caleb.
所以迦勒他有权利可以选他要的。
So Caleb had the authority to choose what he wanted.
就他选了一个最困难的地方。
And then he chose the most difficult land.
基列亚巴
Kiriat Arba.
就是希伯伦
Which is Hebron.
好，那我们来念一下好吗？在十四章约书亚记十四章第十二节。
Joshua chapter 14 verse 12.
求你将耶和华那日应许我的这三地给我。那里有亚纳族人，并宽大坚固的城，你也曾听见了。或者耶和华照他所应许的与我同在，我就把他们赶出去。
Now then, give me this hill country about which the Lord spoke on that day, for you heard on that day that Anakim were there, for with great fortified cities. Perhaps the Lord will be with me, and I will drive them out, as the Lord has spoken.
于是约书亚为耶弗尼的儿子迦勒祝福。将希伯伦给他为业。
So Joshua blessed them and gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, for an inheritance.
所以希伯伦做了基尼族耶弗尼的儿子迦勒的产业，直到今日，因为他专心跟从耶和华以色列的神。
Therefore, Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, until this day, because he followed the Lord God of Israel fully.
希伯伦从前名叫基列亚巴，亚巴是亚纳族中最尊大的人，于是国中太平，没有征战。
Now the name of Hebron was formerly Kiriath Arba, for Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim. There, then the land had rest from war.
所以为什么说迦勒选了一个最困难的地方
？So we say that Caleb chose the most difficult land.
他们这些探子去探路的时候，就是因为看到了亚纳族这些高大的人，所以他们才吓坏了。
The spies had seen the great giants of the tribe of the Anakim, and because of that, they were fearful.
所以他们不是说吗？抱怨摩西吗
？And did they not complain to Moses?
就叫我们来这边好像送死一样。
That going there is like sending us to our deaths.
好，那现在迦勒他可以选地了。
But now Caleb could choose the land.
他选什么？
What did he choose?
他不像罗德。
He was not like Lot.
我们都知道，当亚伯拉罕跟罗德讲说，我们现在没有办法在一起，你往东，我就往西，对吧？你选的，我完全给你，我不跟你争。
We know that Abraham had spoken to Lot because they could not dwell together. He said that if you choose the east, then I will choose the west. And he allowed his nephew to choose first.
所以他举目观看，约旦河全平原都是滋润的。
And then Lot looked, lifted up his eyes and saw the valley of the Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere.
然后呢，还形容说，那像耶和华的园子。
It was even described to be like the garden of the Lord.
所以罗德选了一个最好的地。
So Lot chose for himself the best land.
千万不要浪费。
Let us not waste.
因为罗德认为他羊群、牛群非常多。
Lot considered that he had many sheep and cattle.
他为了需要。
And because of a need.
他迦勒也不像那个选择约旦河东的两个半支派。
Caleb was also different from those two and a half tribes who chose the land east of the Jordan.
我记得曾经以前有机会交通过，他们两个半支派说什么？因为那里可以牧养我们的羊群，那是牧养之地。
And we know we have shared before that the land east of the Jordan, the two and a half tribes said that it was a land suitable for cattle.
他们也是挑最好的。
They also chose what they considered to be the best.
他们也是按着需要。
They also chose based on their needs.
所以有时候我们看看自己，我们是按着什么
？So let us look at ourselves. What are we choosing based upon?
我们的工作。
Is it according to our work?
我们的学业。
Is it according to our studies?
我们的前途
，according to our future，
甚至我们的服事侍奉
，or according to our service，
是按着我想的、我要的来决定呢，来拣选呢
？Are those chosen based on our needs or our own decisions？
选择不是有什么对或错
，There's nothing right or wrong about choosing。
但在选择之前，我们要来主面前问一问，我是否专心跟从神。
But before we make a decision, we must ask the Lord, have we been following the Lord our God fully?
所以他们选择都是凭眼见。
The previous examples, they had chosen based on their physical, what they saw with their physical eyes.
但是迦勒，他是却是凭着里面的信心。
But Caleb chose based on his faith within.
他说，只要有耶和华照应许的与他同在，他一定就会把他们赶出去。
And Caleb has said, as long as the Lord is with us, then we will be able to chase them out.
所以基列亚巴就变成了希伯伦。
And because of that, Kiriath Arba became Hebron.
因为基列亚巴他有那个亚巴呢，他有三个儿子。
Now Arba had three sons.
一个就是示筛。
And
在第十十五章第十四节那里。
In chapter 14 of Joshua.
约书亚第十五章那里啊。第十四节那里有讲说，加勒就从那里赶出亚纳族的三个族长，就是示筛、亚希曼、达买。
And Caleb drove out from there the three sons of Anak, Sheshai and Ahiman and Talmai, the children of Anak.
示筛呢，其实就是自由、不受限制的意思。
And Sheshai means freedom or to not be limited or not be bounded.
亚希曼呢是人的弟兄。
And Ahiman means a brother to humans.
达买呢就是大胆的、有灵的。
And Talmai means famous or bold.
那我们知道希伯伦的意思呢就是同伴、交通。
The word Hebron means companion or fellowship.
他把这三个族长赶出去之后才能成为希伯伦。
Only after he chased out those three people could it become Hebron.
希伯伦就是交通，我们同伴们，弟兄成为同伴之后，那有甜美的交通。
Hebron means that that brethren have become companions and they are able to have sweet fellowship.
所以不把这三个族长赶出去的话，弟兄们没有办法交通。
If these three sons are not chased out, then there's no possibility for brothers to have fellowship.
因为那都是肉体的。
Because those are all things of the flesh.
刚才讲到示筛是一个自由不受限制的意思。
And Sheshai, as we mentioned, means to be unbounded or unlimited.
就像今天我们提到的民主自由一样。
It is like the freedom of democracy that we talk about.
因为今天是罪人所控制的一切。
Today, everything is controlled by sinners.
民主跟自由就会造成无法控制。
So that democracy or the freedom of the people means that there is lack of control or restraint.
那亚希曼人的弟兄
Where Ahiman, the friend of brothers.
充满了人情世故
It is all about human relations and being nice to each other.
都是人的情感在那里
It is all human emotions.
看着人来讲，这些都没有什么问题。
Now, from a human perspective, there's nothing wrong with these.
达买，胆大的。
And Talmai means someone who is bold.
这个完全都是在抵挡神的。
So these three things are all against God.
所以很宝贵的一点就是，为什么当加勒他要这块地？实在是看见他心中他所看重的是神的心意。
So we see that when Caleb wanted this land, truly what he saw in his heart was God's purpose.
所以在这个上面我们真的是得到很大的激励。
So from this, we should be greatly encouraged.
在刚才我一开始讲提摩太那里提到的一些都是叫我们能够在基督耶稣里面，我们能够跟随主。
As the things that we mentioned earlier in 2 Timothy are all things for us to follow the Lord in Christ.
所以主要我们真的看重的是，就是在新约里面，就是说，就是神所喜悦的旨意。
So in the New Testament, what the Lord wants us to look highly upon is His will.
因为神鉴察我们的心思意念。
Because God searches all our hearts and our intentions.
神要的是我们里面那个专心。
And what God wants is for our innermost being to be faithful to Him.
一切从属肉体、属人的东西都不能进入得那为业之地。
Nothing that belongs to the flesh can enter into the land of inheritance.
所以得胜者就是因着爱慕主，专一跟随主，然后背起十字架。
An overcomer is one who fully follows the Lord and because of that, carries the cross.
所以在这上面才能够进入神所给我们与弟兄们与他所带领的百姓里面有很好的交通。
And only then can we have good fellowship with brothers and sisters in Christ.
最后我想提到一个，就是后来他们是用碾揪分地的方式，对不对？
And later, finally, I want to speak about how they had cast lots in order to divide the land.
所以碾揪所得之地呢，其实就是根据在基督耶稣里。
So casting lots to divide the land means to be in Christ.
这不是因为幸不幸运啊，我抽签到的好的，我抽签到坏的，不是这个意思。
The meaning here is not one of luck, where you happen to pick something that was good or you got unlucky.
因为这是神旨意的主宰的权柄来决定的。
It means that this was everything was decided by God's authority.
箴言那边有讲到，铅放在怀里，定是由耶和华。在箴言第十六集十六章，箴言第十六章第三十三节。
In Proverbs chapter 16, verse 33.
好，铅放在怀里，定是由耶和华。
The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord.
所以是依根据神旨意，他主宰的权柄来决定。
So it means that they're making a decision according to God's will and authority.
抽的是签，但决定的是神。
What they cast is the lot, but the one who makes the decision is the Lord.
这就是在基督耶稣里的原则。
And that is the principle of being in Christ.
如果不在基督耶稣里，
if it is not in Christ,
那当然都是我们自己来决定了。
Then it means that we're deciding by ourselves.
我们决定这个好，我们决定那个不好。
We may decide that this or that is good.
这是一个蛮宝贵的功课。
But here we have a precious lesson.
但那基础都是像加勒的一个很好的一个榜样。
And we see this good example from Caleb.
因为他专心跟从耶和华。
Because he fully followed the Lord his God.
所以他可以在他那一个世代里面，他的百姓都倒闭旷野了。
So in that generation, when all the people fell in the wilderness,
但他可以进去。
He could still go in.
而且他还可以一起跟着新的一代一起征战。
And he could fight with the new generation.
这是神所纪念的。
This is what God has remembered.
好，我想最后呢，我还是再用一个圣经，我们就结束。
And I want to close with one more passage.
就是我们刚刚一开始念到的。
And it is what we read in the beginning.
在生命记第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
那我想我多念几节，第四节到第七节，第六节。
Verse 4 through 6.
以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力 爱耶和华你的神。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might.
我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。
These words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart.
这是神借着摩西他们要准备进迦南的时候，神再次提醒的。
This is God's reminder through Moses when they were preparing to enter the land.
所以神在38年前他的心意没有变。
After these 38 years, God's will did not change.
现在新的一代起来，神还是盼望他的儿女们能够尽心尽心尽力爱他。
As this new generation rose up, the Lord still wanted them to love him with all their hearts, soul, and might.
所以我们的心里像迦勒一样，实在是看见神要的是什么，在我们里面就是什么的话。
Our hearts should be like Caleb's, that whatever the Lord wants is what we want.
神会帮我们，帮助我们持守。
And the Lord will help us to hold fast.
生命记第十一章第十一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 11.
你们要过去得为业的那地，乃是有山有谷、雨水滋润之地。
But the land into which you are about to cross to possess it, a land of hills and valleys, drinks water from the rain of heaven.
是耶和华你神所眷顾的，从岁首到年终，耶和华你神的眼目时常看顾那地。
A land for which the Lord your God cares, the eyes of the Lord your God are always on it from the beginning even to the end of the year.
看到没有？那地是神心意中里面最宝贵的。是他的旨意。
That is the land for which the Lord your God cares. It is the land according to his will.
我们不要轻忽。
Do not look lightly upon it.
我们不仅要知道那地。
We need to know the land.
不仅仅知道。
But not only that.
我们心里要有那地。
That in our hearts, we need to have this land.
那不一样。
And that is different.
像迦勒一样。
That is like Caleb.
但愿迦勒他这样子的得胜真的是成为我们的激励，也成为我们的得胜。
May Caleb's victory become our encouragement and also our victory.
特别是在这样的一个世代里面。
Especially in this generation.
我们真的需要求主兴起有迦勒那个灵那个心智的器皿。
May God raise up vessels who have this same spirit that Caleb had.
是非常非常宝贵的。
Because it is very precious.
好，我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
你知道我们是多么的软弱。
You know we know how much you have loved us.
但是我们谢谢你，你真的是兴起你自己宝贵的器皿。
And we thank you for raising up your precious vessels.
主啊，像保罗一样，像迦勒一样。
Those who are like Paul, like Caleb.
主啊，叫我们能够持定永生。
May we hold fast to eternal life.
主啊，因为你要赐给我们的是那极美的丰富。
Because you are giving us this great richness.
但愿这些不仅仅在我们里面成为一个故事，一个美丽的故事而已。
May this be more than just a beautiful story.
但愿你在我们现今这个时代当中，主啊，你更多的兴起，主啊，那些宝贵的器皿，特别是年轻的弟兄姐妹们。
But in this generation, may you raise up more precious vessels, especially from the younger ones.
主啊，叫我们真的能够专心跟从你。
May we follow you faithfully.
我们能够持守，主啊，等你回来。
And may we hold fast until you return.
我们深信你的工作必要完成。
We believe that your work must be completed.
因为你的应许必定成就。
Because your promises will come to pass.
主啊，除去我们一切肉体上面拦阻，主啊，你工作的一切的作为。
May you remove anything in our flesh that hinders your work.
主啊，若不能洁净，都不能圣洁，我们进不去。
Anything that is unholy cannot enter.
主啊，我们仰望你，怜悯我们。
Lord, we look to you. May you be merciful to us.
我们赞美感谢归给你。
We thank you and we praise you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.